From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Tuesday said he backs a new Republican proposal to overhaul the nation's health care system by repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare, approved back in 2010 with no Republican support by then-President Barack Obama and majority Democrats.
It follows the guidelines I laid out in my congressional address, a plan that will lower costs, expand choices, increase competition, and ensure health care access for all Americans.
Mr. Trump, however, said the plan is open for debate. Health and Human Services Secretary and former Congressman Tom Price, a doctor, called it a work in progress.
This is the beginning of the process, and we look forward to working with them and others to make certain that, again, we come up with that process that aligns with the principles that we've defined, that they actually adhere to or agree with as well, and that is that we need a system that's affordable for folks, system that is, that's accessible for individuals, that's of the highest quality, that incentivizes innovation, and that empowers patients.
Conservative members of Congress have criticized the plan as not going far enough to take government out of the healthcare industry. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Tuesday Somalia needs massive support to prevent a repeat of the 2011 famine.
We have 6.2 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in Somalia. That's almost half of the Somali population. We have 333,000 children that are acutely malnourished and the risk to go up to 1 million if there is not enough support to avoid it.
The UN chief met with Somalia's newly elected leader, UN and African Union officials, and toured a hospital in Baidoa caring for the malnourished. The UN declared famine in Somalia that also incorporates parts of Nigeria, Yemen, and South Sudan. This is VOA News.